Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
If you do a fair amount of flying and you do your flying with the rest of us rabble back in the economy section known as coach, you are no stranger to the chaos known in polite circles as the boarding process. In less polite circles, like my circle, it's described in far less flattering terms. How about a cattle stampede? How about the running of the bulls? How about a rugby scrum? Don't feel bad about cursing under your breath about this maddening part of air travel. The airlines have names they assign to you, too. One of them is gate lice, the yucky label they slap on the hordes who crowd the gate, waiting for their chance to sprint aboard and stow their precious carry-ons. Whatever name you want to give it, it's a foot race to the golden bone at the finish line, a spot for your carry-on in an overhead bin. There's much to dislike about modern air travel. The cancellation of flights, the sudden mechanical issues that might or might not be legitimate, the in-flight meal cleverly disguised as a tiny bag of peanuts, the fully reclined seat back of the fellow traveler in front of you. All of these are issues that we must endure if we want to pay many hundreds of dollars to go somewhere at 500 miles an hour. But it is the carry-on crisis that pushes flyers to the breaking point. If you're fortunate enough to be among the first group called to board the plane, you have won the lottery. The bins are all open and available. Hoist your bag up, plop yourself down in your seat, and count your blessings while you watch the badly choreographed madness that ensues when those poor unfortunates in later boarding groups search for whatever overhead space still remains. If there is none, and this happens every flight it seems, they must tote their bags back to the front of the plane, where one hopes they are hauled by broad-shouldered dudes to the luggage compartment below. These are the customers who must then head to the baggage area when they land and hope their carry-on will soon rejoin them. The flying bus nature of air travel is a direct consequence of unbundling, if you will, of what air travel used to mean. You bought a ticket, the airlines accepted your bags at no additional cost, and you could even select where you wanted to sit if options remained. Now all those services are separated out and cost extra money. In fairness, let's acknowledge that passengers can be part of the problem. Despite size limitations on carry-ons, some of us haul bags aboard that are much larger than the 22 inches by 14 inches by 9 inches we are allowed. Good luck jamming those into an overhead bin. The scramble for storage space deserves a name. I've been thinking about that. How about Battle of the Bins? Unfortunately, there is no easy remedy in sight. Not when the global airline industry makes $30 billion a year from baggage fees. You know what the overhead bins were originally intended for? I'll tell you. Coats? Hats? Maybe a small briefcase. You know what else? It didn't cost one extra cent. All those services were free. Today, we call those the good old days.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.